Our guest in the cafe this morning, A&M Commerce Theater Professor Jim Anderson. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Well, when we have you on, there's a pretty good chance that we have a play or a musical that involves country music or bluegrass, and that is the case once again.
Yes, that's true. We're doing the third play in a trilogy, the Smoke on the Mountain trilogy. This one is called Smoke on the Mountain Homecoming.
Mm-hmm. And I ask you before we turn the mics on here, haven't you all done this? But there were two other plays that went along with this.
That's correct. In the first one, Smoke on the Mountain, I was actually an actor in it. But then I directed Sanders Family Christmas several years ago, and now I have the opportunity to direct this final one in the trilogy.
Okay, so it starts Tuesday night, April 25th, and then continues through the following Sunday, which is April 30th.
That's correct. Yeah. And performances are at 8 o'clock. Except for the Sunday performance, and that's at 3 p.m. We do urge people to get here a little early, though, because of our parking situation. As you know, there's construction on the new nursing building, and that has closed off the PAC parking lot. And so folks should get here a little early and plan on finding a place to park.
So if you've been accustomed to parking in that lot between the Performing Arts Center and the Morris Rec Center, maybe not this time.
Not this time.
There's a little bit of parking over there, but not too much. You all do pretty well with the plays and musicals that you do that feature country themes, rural themes, either country or gospel music, don't you?
That's correct. Part of that is where we are. We have a lot of country and gospel fans in the area. And we like to think that when we do something like this, we maybe bring in some folks that ordinarily wouldn't come see Shakespeare or something like that. But we like for them to experience live theater anyway. So
I think, having seen the previous plays in this series, the country people, the people who are portrayed in the play, are not portrayed in an ironic way. Sometimes we see that in movies and whatnot, but they're not mocked at all.
No, they are not mocked. They are not caricatures or cartoons. They're real people of faith, and we don't make fun of their faith either. They are from a rural setting. But so am I.
Well, you have an interesting background, but you were a rodeo guy before you got into theater.
That's correct.
So you're very comfortable with this.
Yeah, I really am. I've always been a fan of gospel music. In fact, probably the first sounds I ever heard as an infant was my mother singing gospel songs to me.
We're talking with Jim Anderson, Jim's A&M Commerce Theater professor. Smoke on the Mountain Homecoming, being presented Tuesday through Sunday in the University Playhouse. Now, you have Lou Ann Petty.
Yes, only now she's Lou Ann Price.
Ah, right. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but the outstanding country music singer from Cumby.
Yes, sir. And singer-songwriter. She and I have collaborated before on an original play with country music, and I wrote the lyrics and she wrote the music. As we were discussing a moment ago, our much lamented lost Ann Bomar, mm-hmm. Played the lead in that. That was called Ruby Rose Rides Again.
Oh, I remember that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. And well, we should mention, in case we just said that in passing, but Ann Bomar, who was a longtime theater faculty member at ET and A&M Commerce, just passed away in the past few days.
Yes, sir.
She had retired in Tennessee. Rob McWhorter is a musician, and he's familiar to folks around here, just an amazing musician. And
he's a wonderful singer. He plays multiple instruments. He plays, I think in the show, he plays mandolin, auto harp, harmonica, and trumpet.
And he's a go-to guy for you all when you have programs like this.
Yes, sir. He's a good actor as well.
And he has an acting role as well?
Yes, sir. He plays the father of the family, Burl Sanders. And Lou Ann Price, as you mentioned, plays his wife, Vera. And the rest of the cast are all theater students, current theater students, all very talented folks. Some of them will be familiar to our audiences, and some of them are having their first time on stage.
How do the kids like doing this kind of thing?
You know, it's interesting. They weren't familiar with the music to begin with. are some of them were.
And a lot of these will be very familiar hymns to,
oh,
to a lot of people.
Absolutely. Leaning on the Everlasting Arms, yeah. And crossing over to Canaan Land, and Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho, and yeah. Ezekiel saw the wheel.
Out of the red hymnal, would
yeah.
that say?
Yes,
right?
sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
But they took to it immediately. And one of the reasons I believe that's true is because there's just something magical about harmony with the human voices. Mm-hmm. It's something that once you experience it, there's nothing else like it. And so they've been very enthusiastic.
Okay, great. So it's Smoke on the Mountain Homecoming starting Tuesday night, continuing through Sunday, University Playhouse. Get there early for the parking situation.
Yes, sir. Please do.
Good. Jim, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Jim Anderson, A&M Commerce Theater Professor. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.